Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. I hope you guys are doing well. It's been a very, very busy week for me. I hope you guys haven't been as busy as I've been. I've been hurt, sick, every which way you think I could be. You know, I got to get better. I have to do better. I have to get better. I get my stuff, get some rest, run around too much. But that music right there you listen to, guys, that's Shani Morel Holtz. Okay. Shani can be reached, first of all, her name, how it's spelled is S-H-O-N-N-I-E. Okay, that's M-U-R-R-E-L-L Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z. Okay. Shani Morel Holtz, talented artist. She's open for bookings. She's usually in the Houston area, but she's pretty much all over. So anytime you have a special event coming up, reach her. She's very, 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 very good. Trust me, she's really good, and she can really, really get a band moving. Her band is fantastic. Fantastic. You think you're listening to just anybody else out there you listen to, she's just as good or better. So make sure you guys get a chance to check that out. Also, too, you get a chance, go to, you can find her on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Shani Morel Holtz. Okay. So, too, when you have a chance, guys, go to steviehelps.me. Okay. You can find info on other episodes that's been posted. And you can go back sometime when you guys are free, traveling. You can pull out your phone, go on the internet, listen to them, and nevertheless, you can stroll down also to locate a CBD store. Okay, once you go to the CBD store, you can actually read about the CBD Pure. Okay, CBD Pure is a cannabidiol or CBD oil derived from hemp grown in Colorado using certified organic standards. Okay, the CBD in this oil comes from industrial hemp grown without herbicides or pesticides. Okay, also you get the CBD Pure is one of the few Colorado CBD companies that tests and certifies their products using a third party. Really, really, really good stuff. Okay, really, really good stuff. You know, what it does too, guys, remember CBD Pure, it reduces and can relieve pain, anxiety, depression, cancer, acne. Okay, that's huge. All of it's huge, actually, but and very effective for lupus. Okay, and most important for me, I used to struggle with sleeping. Thank God I can sleep again. Okay, CBD Pure. Get a chance to go there and check it out. You see what's it'll be real specifics that's on the website. I'll break it down for you guys. It's a special day yesterday, someone's birthday, which is celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. Okay? Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., date of birth January 15, 1929, Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sometimes referred to the MLK Day, is an American federal holiday marking the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. It is observed on the third Monday of January each year, which is around King's birthday, January 15th. The holiday is similar to holidays set under the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. The earliest Monday for this holiday is January 15th, and the latest is January 21st. Okay? Martin Luther King Jr. Okay? Very, very powerful, very, very important man. Very, very important man. Okay? Martin Luther King Jr. was the chief spokesman for nonviolent, okay, activism and the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination and federal state law. The campaign for a federal holiday in King's honor began soon after assassination in 1968. President Ronald Reagan signed the holiday into a law, and it was the first observed 3 years later. Okay? At first, some states resisted observing the holiday as such, giving it alternative names or combining it with the other holidays. He was shot at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee, on April 4, 1968. King was rushed to the St. Joseph Hospital and was pronounced dead at 7:05 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dr. Martin Luther King, okay? It was officially observed in all 50 states for the first time in 2000. Other countries that celebrated Martin Luther King's Jr.'s birthday: Hiroshima, Japan, Canada, Holland, Israel, and Netherlands. Thank you, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., for all you did and have done for us. Okay? Thank you. Okay? Very, 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 very important. I've noticed around, and I'm going to say a few things before we get into the show. I've noticed around every Martin Luther King holiday, there's always some racism that come up. Prejudice. It's consistent. It's every year. Every year. Bitter. Anger. Just anger. I can see it when I'm out. When I'm out, I see it. Mad. Even though we're bleeding the same freaking blood. What are you angry about? Okay? Mad. You know what? I'm going to get into some things here that's been on the news. Okay? Check this out. There was a plant closed of discrimination. Okay? There was closed of discrimination, General Motors plant, for 1 day. Okay? They closed the plant for 1 day. Okay? Basically, it was a whites-only sign hanging a noose that actually that was not investigated by the GM lawsuit says, okay? Basically, where's the video? Where's the video? You have video everywhere else. You have no video of this person, whoever it was, that did this prank. And it's not no prank. Whatever you're trying to do, you thought it was funny. It's not funny. Where's the video for that? Racism. Every time around Martin Luther King's holiday, it's racism. prejudice. Then you're going to take one day off the plant, right, to investigate this. But you got men out there working their behinds off that actually, I'm quite sure, get along with all different nationalities. They wouldn't be working there, but someone will go play games like this. This is not a game. This is serious. Very serious. But no video camera, huh? Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Also in the news, Martin Luther King's, same time, right? Around this time, Martin Luther King's birthday. Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Sorry about that. You have in Toledo, Ohio, you have this, basically this, some kids from, actually I believe it's from Kentucky area, Kentucky school, this Catholic school, these kids. No, not kids, these boys in college. So, and there are some other protesters out there. And basically, Native American drummer basically diffuses heated protests among some very angry demonstrators. Okay? So, my thing is, you have chaperones there for the boys. But I guess these days, I understand probably if I was watching over some younger adults, the chaperones probably don't want to get involved. But you can't let people in higher positions change the goodness in your heart toward other people. I'm going to say it again. You can't let people in higher positions change the goodness in your heart toward other people. Look, you got these boys that caught up in this altercation among other races of people during this demonstration. Not aware that the Native American, okay, he very, very wisely go and start playing his drum to defuse the situation. Now, either one of those parties could have moved forward to go on and let's not start a problem. Now you have these boys getting death threats, wearing "Let's Make America Great Again" hat, Donald Trump's hat, okay? The problem is, my mom and dad taught us prejudice, not to provoke it and even promote it. At the end of the day, when you find that if your kid, not your kid, I'm going to start keep saying kid because I'm tired of hearing media saying that, oh, these kids, no, these are adults, okay? You want to, you know, that these adults act a certain way, these boys act a certain way. I'm not saying they were in the wrong. I don't know the whole story or who was in the wrong or the other races, individuals in the wrong. I'm saying all this come from home. Now, if you find out that your family member is acting a particular way, you need to take care of that with them once they get home. Now you got these boys getting death threats. But at the time, it was supposed to be funny. It's always funny. It's not funny no more. This is a very, very serious situation. And this is something that comes from who's ever above them. It could be your uncle, aunt, grandparents, if not the parents. It's you. You at fault. Okay? You have young adults right now playing with other racism of people and that other racism of people playing with those boys all over the place. It's getting out of control. Now, you go and you interview the boys. You interview the Native American guy, but you don't interview the black man. If you're going to interview the boys, you interview the Native American guy. You interview the black guys also. Interview all of them. I'm stupid because I'm telling the truth. And I put anybody on this freaking planet to come and talk to me about racism at my age, at my age group, okay? Anybody on this human, any human life on this planet, come talk to me about racism. I'm from Louisiana, okay? From Louisiana. I used to hear about the stories about my grandparents, my mom's father. Too deep right now to even talk about it on live internet radio because you're not ready for it. Now, people know me. I have friends of all different nationalities. But, like I said, do not let certain people of high power influence you to do wrong and get hatred out your heart to do wrong among other people. This is a problem. You need to teach the youth all cultures of nationalities and religions. Okay? Hair color doesn't matter. Eye color should matter. Okay? And skin color should matter. At the end of the day, we're all God's human race. Just racism crap some other time. Like I said, don't play with me. Don't talk to me about racism, prejudice. I see it all the time. I can feel it. All right? Hold on 1 second because I'm getting kind of pissed off right now. Hold on. Caller, talk to me because I don't know who this is, but this is Steve Anderson Radio Show. Talk to me.
Steve Anderson, I hear you on the radio show, man. It's about time I call in. This is Ryan
man,
okay. Yarbrough calling in once again. don't get too hyped over there.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, man, I messed around. Man, I was in here, felt like the game had started. Hey, I didn't have my cleats on, though.
Don't hurt nobody, man. How you doing today?
Man, I'm in here hot, man. I'm in a hot, man, because, man, let me tell you, like I said, you know what? Okay. We're going to move on to the show. We got to do this some other time because, you know, you that type of person, man. You appreciate everybody, man. You love everybody. And
yeah,
it's hard to get that out of people today, man. And it's talk, man. A lot of stuff come from home. You weren't taught that way, and you came out of Chicago.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I came from Louisiana. The stories that my mom was telling my grandfather. Man, I can't talk about it right now, man.
Right.
Because
right.
You understand what I'm saying. So, but
oh,
you
yeah.
know me, my friends are all different nationalities, man. And I hate for someone to be prejudiced, man. I hate it.
Yeah, man.
But let's get into the show, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm tripping right now. But I want to say more. I was going to say more. I'm glad you called in to slow me down. But let's get back on this. How you doing, man? How you doing? What's going on with you?
I'm good. And you got, if people don't know, you got long legs, so they don't want you to get
you know,
running and get started. You go kind of fast. You know, like I believe it was that show, The Woman in Red, when she said she had 3 feet of legs. Julia Roberts. Yeah, Steve,
that's right.
You got around 4 feet.
Yeah, right.
You got around 4 feet of legs.
Man, you sound good, man. Hey, man, I'm glad you called in, though, man. Hey, God always knowing somebody what time to call in. You got me. I thought, you got me at the right time. But this topic, though. Oh, well, let me ask you a question before we start into the show. What you think about the past, man? Hey, we're going to get to the game too much.
Well,
what
see, I was trying not to go there with you. I know you're a Louisiana guy. And the Saints fans, they're a little different. They're a little different than your average fan.
That's right now. That's right.
Yeah, because, and I understand why, you know, after Hurricane Katrina, you know, it was like everybody gathered together, and especially all the people that had to go to the Superdome, you know.
Right.
All the people that had to stay in the Superdome for how long of a period, they are really strong and have strong feelings towards their Saints. But to answer that question, it was definitely a pass interference call.
Hold on now. Be careful.
Okay.
You're a professional receiver. Okay, you're pro.
Yeah.
So you know, but go ahead. Let the world know what time it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was an obvious call.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me. Hold on. For your listeners.
Yes.
This is Ron Yarbrough, former NFL player for the New York Jets, Baltimore Ravens. Okay? Got drafted extremely high in the draft, originally from Chicago. Okay? Ron Yarbrough played. We played together at New York Jets. So, sorry about that and explain that. But go ahead, Pro. I'm listening to you.
Hey, it's okay. But yeah, that was definitely a pass interference call. And as we both know, you have to go on to the next play, okay? Even though it was a bad call, to say the least. You had to go on to the next play because they still had time. They even went into overtime, and they got the ball first. The Saints got the ball first, and then Drew Brees an interception. So it was more than just that play. And you and I both know it's not just one play that wins or loses the game. You know.
So you saying it should have been a flag.
Bottom line, yes. Should have been
a few flags.
It was that obvious.
Yeah. But like you said, you know, you don't win the game. The game could be won early in the game, too. You know, you have a whole game to play. You have time, right?
Yeah, because actually, the first three possessions, the Saints could have been up 21-0.
That's true.
And they happened to wind up 13-0, but still could have been 21-0, you know, so they could have won the game early. They could have won the game in the first quarter.
You're right.
What
about them hitting, touching Tom Brady, touching their shoulder pad? They get a flag.
Well, when you've been in the game for 20 years, I think he's been in for 20 years now, and all the accomplishments.
Yes.
That he has achieved, he tends, he will get, you know, a call or two that the next man won't get.
Okay.
So that's just earning your stripes, and that's how a lot of things go in life. You know, he's definitely putting in his time, but
for the world, Ron Yarbrough, breaking it down to you live on the internet. Okay, tonight, former and still pro Ron Yarbrough receiver, he knows what he's talking about. So he's giving you guys the real breakdown, not the TV, not the political, the real breakdown, Ron Yarbrough. So what do you think about this topic? I got a topic tonight, so why shouldn't you quit in life unless it's absolutely necessary? You know, I'm going to get the definition of quit. It says leave a place, usually permanently, or to leave a job, school, career, et cetera, to stop doing and actions of activity, just to stop working. So, and I was just saying to myself, I say, to quit is not an option. It's not an option. When you start, you must finish. I know you heard that before. Now, that's not all the time happened, not even with me, but You know. And also, too, it says, I say, don't start anything that you plan on not completing. Okay? And if find, a lot of times you find that you start something and you can't finish it. A lot of what I found is, right, you know, is that the karma aspect, it will play a part. You get to thinking, it's a huge part, actually. You start thinking, I should have, I could have. Wondering if I, you know, if wonder if I didn't give up. This will follow you forever. It'll follow you forever.
Absolutely.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I totally agree. First of all, to touch on one of the first things that you said,
mm-hmm.
if you're gonna start something, you know, don't start something mm-hmm. and not finish it. And yes,
mm-hmm.
I've heard that since day one. That was one of the mottos that my dad used to tell me all the time in athletics. If you're okay, if I sign you up, don't come to me, you know, after a couple weeks or halfway through the season saying that you don't want to play for this team for whatever particular reason it may be. The team isn't any good. You don't feel like going because you want to hang out with your buddies around the house. You know, things of that nature. So that's one
right.
thing that I always kept in my mind and still do throughout life because,
mm-hmm.
as you said, also now in the world that we live in, this fast pace, now, we tend to take on more things that we can actually complete, you know, because everything is so fast paced. Before you look up, you have 10 things.
Now.
Yeah. Well, about the fast pace and about once you get those four feet
of
lays going, it's hard to stop.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're saying we have too much on the table, you know, on the plate.
Yeah.
We put too much in front of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything's come so quickly now. And
mm-hmm.
before
mm-hmm.
you know it, you can have 10 things on your plate. And you look up, and it's like, I don't want this anymore. You know, I don't want that anymore.
Right.
You know,
right.
And me personally, I'm more of a methodical person. And by that, what I mean is, okay, I think things out and I plan things out, and then I take my plan of action and I work it out from there. So,
mm-hmm.
therefore, I don't have a problem with telling someone no, because I know
mm-hmm.
that you have to know self once again, like we spoke about before. You have to know self. It's like, okay, am I just doing this to try to do a favor for someone? Am I
right.
doing this to make myself look good? Whatever the case may be. And knowing,
right.
like you also said, knowing that you're not going to finish the task.
Right.
And that's something that, once again, up front, I would already had thought about it because I've never been the person where, okay, let's do this now, let's do it. Wait a second, let me think for a second. You know, I can be spontaneous, but when it comes down to things that take time, I have to think about it as well because do I really want to do this or am I going to finish the product or am I going to finish the task? And once again, I don't have a problem with saying no up front.
I'm just being honest about this. I've been really guilty of that, starting
mm-hmm.
something and not finishing it. It's just been like
mm-hmm.
so consistent with me my whole life, you know, and you know, I do – you know, regret certain things. Certain things I wanted to do was just very, very simple. You know, even if I wouldn't have gotten drafted to the NFL or even got a scholarship, my mind was set
mm-hmm.
straight to the military. You know,
okay.
I said, I would like to go to the Air Force. But you know, I understand you got to have the grades to fly that plane, okay? But I'm saying,
right.
see, I wanted to go to the military. That was my mindset. So when I went, get a scholarship, okay, to college, boys, all of a sudden, okay, oops, you get drafted, okay. then even when we're in New York, I was going to automotive school, like body work, like with cars, mm-hmm. because that's the way I grew up. My family, we grew up, my dad, my uncles, they all grew up with high performance cars, race cars, hot rods. So for me, even though we playing at sports, but I think you, I don't know, do you remember that time I got in trouble up in New York? They were saying that Stevie Anderson, Brad, what am I calling the guy, spent more time drag racing than winning games. Mm-hmm. It was in the sports magazine. That's another subject. But you know how I love cars. You know that, right?
Yeah.
With the,
oh, yeah. Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh, yes.
So I used to love, I was going actually on Wednesdays, even when we were playing, I think you remember this, but I was going on Wednesdays to finish, all that painting body, on cars, painting body work on cars. And while we were playing, I was going every Wednesday night after practice. And I got to 2 weeks out, I got homesick and left and didn't get my license. And still today, if you go look at my channels, we're looking at it, TV, it's, I'm looking at hot rod shows. I'm looking at the Barry Jackson, Meekum show. And I still today think like, Randy the other day said, Steve, won't you get a hot rod shop or something? I just love, that's what I love. And I just still regret the fact that I didn't go ahead and get it done. Then, I know, Chris, I'm going to let you finish talking. Then I actually enrolled, after playing ball, I enrolled Universal Technical Institute to go back and learn how to build engines and cars. And guess what? I signed up, took the tour of the Universal Technical Institute in Houston and in Arizona, and quit.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there, man, that was, I regret it. I regret that I didn't keep going and get it done. No, time catches up, but but I just wanted to say that. I have another story too, but I just wanted to say that. Mm-hmm. And that's something that for me, we tell the audience, when you see something that interests you, you start on it, go ahead and finish it. Exactly what you're saying. See, you knew how much you could bite on or can chew. You know, I'm trying to eat the whole elephant at one time. You see?
Oh, yeah.
And that's me. You know, I'm not saying always eat an elephant. Don't eat an elephant. But I'm just saying, don't kill the elephant. But I'm just saying as, you know, just a cliche, you know. But that's just, that's just the way it is. And also, too, it's like you start the fear process too. A lot of times when you give up on it, you know, like I said, you should have, could have. It's a fear process of being judged by others if you don't achieve what your mind has set out to do in a positive way. You start feeling guilty, you know, and quitting. Most people, only sees failure, not understanding what you're doing actually is helping others and helping yourself. The good, little things like that,
and that's the bottom line. As long as you're doing it for the better good, and more so for self, first and foremost, because sometimes people don't understand, and they might think of it as being selfish. But if you are unhappy in what you're doing, then everyone else is going to, like you say, feel that energy and be unhappy as well, because you're doing it for other reasons and not reasons that make you happy. And that's what counts in the bottom line. I mean, in the long run, excuse me, bottom line is making yourself happy, you know, because once again, if you take on tasks and do it for other people and for other people's reasons, or, you know, like you were saying, to make other people happy, to be worrying about what other people think, then you're going to live your whole life trying to make other people happy. because
right.
when it comes down to it, you have to be happy within, and then you'll continue to attract other people that are happy within, because once you start doing things for other people, that's
mm-hmm.
going to continue. You know, that's a repetitive cycle. It's going to continue throughout your life. Then you're going to look up one day and you're going to be like, you know, I've pretty much lived my whole life trying to do what somebody else wanted me to do or what I think other people wanted me to do.
That's,
you see?
That's true. That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, once again, like I said, a lot of people, and it's the type of person that doesn't understand, they think that you quit or that, you know, that you were wrong, or that if you don't want to do something, that you're being selfish. And it's like, I have to make myself happy as long as I'm not hurting anyone else or doing any harm to anyone else. What does it matter what I'm
right.
doing?
Yeah, and basically, what everybody else is thinking, you know?
Right.
You know,
right.
like you say, as long as you're doing something positive, you know?
Right.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. To mm-hmm. not quit, do you believe that you have to discipline yourself to make changes in your life to stay disciplined? So I'm going to say it again. To not quit,
uh-huh.
okay, I wrote this down, to not quit, you have to discipline yourself and make changes in your life to stay disciplined. You know, when you're
okay.
achieving, when you're achieving, you have yourself set out to achieve something. Do you feel like you have to discipline
yeah.
yourself to
yes.
make
once,
that achievement?
Once again, you do. Once again, you do, and I'll touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
Your discipline, once again, is what's keeping you putting a smile on your face when you're not necessarily
okay.
happy. It's keeping you coming
okay.
to work or whatever the case may be, going to the gym,
mm-hmm.
doing things that you don't necessarily want to do to make you do that. Okay? What kind of discipline
okay.
is it? That's another story. But you have
right.
to have discipline in order to, okay, I have to be to work at 6 a.m. every morning.
Okay.
Do I want
okay.
to be there? Do I want to go there? No. Okay. Why am I going there? To, once again, to make this particular person happy, to pay my bills, to do this, to do that. Is it something that you're doing that's making you happy? And to answer that question, like you're saying, is no. But in order not to quit, your discipline is continuously making you be there on time with a smile on your face, you know, things of that nature, and you're really
right.
not.
Right. And I didn't discipline myself when it was nobody but me, really, that didn't I didn't discipline myself to go keep going to the body shop. To learn
right.
how to get this license, to learn how to paint and do body work on this on vehicles, and
mm-hmm.
because I was looking down the road, but I wasn't taking care of the steps in front of me, okay, building my foundation in front of me, I was like, okay, when you finish, you're gonna open a big nice body shop. This you want to do. You love high end cars. You love hot rods. You love vehicles. So this is what you're gonna do. And
mm-hmm.
instead of me discipline myself for the small steps, I was tripping on my steps, and I failed, okay, because I didn't
yeah.
discipline myself. Okay? That's what happened. It was just that simple. Like I didn't discipline myself. And you said something, too, earlier about the job. And that's
mm-hmm.
sometimes, and I'm going to show you some, however necessary to quit, because the topic is why shouldn't you quit in life? And basically, absolutely, unless it's absolutely necessary. So I found this out. The Society of Human Resource Management Association reports that 38% of employees feel very satisfied with their current job. 38%. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The Gallup shows that nearly 70% of employees are not engaged in their work. Okay?
Right.
Now, another study showed, right, so it showed that, okay, so 70% is not engaged with their work. 7% of the people are not engaged in their work. Another study showed that 79% of employees quit because they're not appreciated, okay, or they can't get along with their boss. They quit.
That's key. Yeah,
79%
that's key.
Quit.
Mm-hmm.
So that was necessary because some of them couldn't get along. They wouldn't appreciate it. They wouldn't get along with their boss. So that's a necessary.
Right.
That's a necessity.
Right. Yeah.
Let me tell you this little short quick story right here. I was playing basketball. Mm-hmm. We were playing basketball. None of them called the other two guys' names, but at my high school. And we're going off on Tuesdays, but it seemed like more or less the coach wanted height, make his team look tall. We should have been playing because of the fact that we grew up playing together, street basketball.
Right.
So we could play. We just knew how to score. We wanted to go in the game and score. But, you know, certain coaches wanted to run certain plays or the game in a certain way. So we get in the game. We shoot the basket. All of a sudden, we make a few points real quick. Take us out the game. And I remember specifically these games on Tuesday nights. And that's something during Tuesday nights. So actually my grades were like falling like real fast. I mean, it was falling like past fast. I mean, it was like going way up under the Elf's, you know what I mean? It's going toward Elf's. What's up the Elf? It's FG. They're going F negative, F minus. I'm like, man, I can't hold up. I can't be traveling like this. I'm not playing. The coach not trying to play me. So what am I doing? You know, this coach may be, I don't know if you upset because he played football, he ran track. You know, track is my first love, and running football, and then I'm playing basketball because I could play it. And my older brother played; he was good at it, so I can do it. I've been shooting basketball my older brother my whole life. But it was I had to stop playing. So we had this little meeting, me and these other two guys, I'm going to call their name. And we had a little meeting, right? And we didn't show up. We're down the football field because you're not playing me. My grades were incredibly low. So I had to quit. And I didn't think, look back at it. But that was necessary for me to do so because I wouldn't have the grades to go further, you know, get into college, et cetera. So that's why I just wanted to say that real quick, but that's what happened to me. If there's anything that happened to you that you had to quit, but you seem you had your things in order. See, I was all over the place.
I mean, I was that way growing up as well and still am that way at times as an adult, okay? But what it comes down to is, once again, you have to weigh things out. And the key word that you're bringing up is necessary. Okay?
Right.
And that's is it necessary? Is what I'm doing necessary for me to get where I'm trying to go?
Right.
Okay. And if it is not necessary, then I'm not going to stick with it.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to. I'm not going to stick with it because it doesn't make sense.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question then. Would you believe that 90% of the time when you start to achieve something or have your mind set to start the process or take a particular route in life, there's always someone watching you, all right, cheering for you to do so? Some, you know, and someone that believes in you, basically, that believes in you, even though some in favor and some not. And I say don't quit because there's always somebody watching, looking up to you to move forward. It may be, and you usually have somebody watching you all the time, and they watching to see how you're getting it done, how you're moving. It's always somebody watching you and that they're in favor for you. And of course, you have some that's not, but don't quit. Don't quit. Finish the process. You know, finish the process. And a lot of times, too, you're a role model to that person. A lot of us role models,
mm-hmm.
basically, you know what, y'all, bro? All of us, human life, you get in search, all of us are role models. Even your kids, you watch other kids, the way they play sports, the way they studied, you watch them, you looked up to them.
Yeah.
We're all role models. And it's,
yeah.
in someone's eyes.
Yeah.
We are. So don't quit. You know, and also, too, I said many times, doubt and quitting phase, you know, when you reach that quitting phase and your doubt, stop. Take a look in the mirror to reassure yourself to keep going. You know, don't be quitting.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, and if it's a situation at your job or injury, sometimes age catches up in certain
mm-hmm.
situations, then that's necessary to quit. But until that time, you don't be worried about quitting. We're not quitting.
No.
At all.
No.
Mm-mm.
Because,
no.
as you said, we are all role models, regardless of
mm-hmm.
what we're doing, whether it's positive, mm-hmm. negative, whether it's athletics, whether it's non-athletics, you know, whether it's technical, whatever it may be, there's always someone that is looking up to you, that is inspiring to be like you, or to become better than you. And personally, you know, like you said, looking in the mirror, okay, and not doubting yourself, because when it's all said and done, you have to be your own biggest fan to believe
right.
in what you're doing and to believe that you can get it done, okay?
Right.
But outside of self, like, I'm the oldest of seven, okay? I
mm-hmm.
know you have an older brother, you have a younger brother,
mm-hmm.
but I have
right.
all younger brothers. You know, I have five younger brothers, five brothers that are younger than me. So when I was out doing whatever, it was, and even still now, to this day,
mm-hmm.
I feel as if I have an obligation to set the right path for them, but also letting them know, this is my path, okay?
Right.
This is my path
right.
and my journey. So
right.
you don't have to follow my footsteps, thought you did, you know, as a little boy, because now you're a man, you have a family, children, things of that nature. But you have to know within, you know, that you, this is what you want to do, you know, leading back to everything that we've been talking about throughout, you know, throughout the questions and throughout our
mm-hmm.
conversation that we've been having tonight. You know, you have to
mm-hmm.
be able to believe in what you're doing in order to keep moving. Or if you don't believe in it, then, you know, you have to let it go. And that's something that you have to be able to live with versus
right.
thinking about what everybody else thinks about the situation.
Right. Let me ask you this. We'll take
mm-hmm.
2 minutes on this, and I'm going to go ahead and finish up. What? Wonder if Dr. Martin Luther King would have quit on us. He's
right.
for everyone to have one unity of love among each other. Wonder if he'd have quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see? Wonder if he'd have quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't quit.
Cause,
and don't come telling
and, right,
me.
And, mm-hmm.
The things that he went through,
right?
Okay? The hard
yeah.
times he went through, no comparison to what you're going through today. No comparison.
No,
he didn't quit.
He didn't. Yeah, he. That was his life's mission.
Right.
Because we're all put here to do certain things, and
there we go.
His life's mission, yeah, his life mission was for everybody to be one, you know, to love
that's
each
right.
other. And once again,
that's right.
The skin color didn't matter, the age didn't matter,
right.
or any,
right.
anything like that, yeah. And he did his job while he was here for however many years that he was here. So, without
question. Yes, he did.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to, I want you to join me again on the next show. This is my 50th show.
Okay,
episode.
50th anniversary.
50th yes. anniversary. And we're going to have to, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? See, yeah. we need to toast to that. But no. but no, seriously, you know, I'm glad you came on and the right time. And I was going
yeah,
for
I heard
it.
You, you was getting kind of high. I thought you might have been talking about them Saints, but I see you was talking about something else. I understand, because for whatever reason, and I'm going to leave it at that, but for whatever reason, I do not understand why the head coach, Sean Payton, is still talking about it. No, I do understand why he's upset. But this is what I've been seeing on social media. I've been seeing Saints fans trying to get petitions signed to replay, but really are trying to get a petition signed so somebody can come back out there again and play each other again. Yeah. But, hey.
You know what?
I'll
it's kind of like
that.
This.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk. You know what? God said the same. We're going to talk about it next Tuesday, because the fact is, you're right. Where I came from, a lot of times you come home, the league is a different league. It's not what you, what people on the outside really, you know what? We're going to leave it at that, like you said. And they say like this, it's football. It's a whole game. They give you enough time to do what you need to do. Unfortunately, the call was a bad call. Period.
Yeah.
But they're not coming back if we play no game. It's over with.
Right.
It's over. Okay? So let's look toward next year. Look toward next year. Hopefully Drew Brees stay another year, and of course you're going to retire pretty soon. Hopefully stay another year and can bring him back. They need to do a little polishing here and there on some of the, you know, defensive backs. They getting it right. They got there. So the same team can get that next year.
Yeah.
So we don't talk too much about it. It's all positive, and I'm glad you joined on the show. And I'm going to post a topic in a few days. Actually, I want you to come back on the show with me next week. God say the same. And thanks again for calling in, Ryan Yarbrough.
The pleasure is all mine, Stevie Anderson. And I look forward to coming back on once again, and we will talk sooner than later.
Yes, sir. All right. Good night.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you. All right, too. Bye-bye. Ryan Yarbrough. Fantastic guy. Boy, I'm glad he called in the right time. I was on a whole nother planet. Okay. Quitting. Us. Okay. This is us versus God. All right. Tired, worn out. Too much stress. That's us. Tired, worn out, too much stress. Not what we expected. Work life. Imbalanced. Feeling unappreciated. Not enough. At job. Lack of growth, career. Loss of faith. God. God never quits. He never tires. He never gets stressed. He is never imbalanced. He never loses faith in you. God never quits. 7 days of creation. Day of completion. What if God would quit on us? Don't forget this. Okay? When you're in achievement mode, pay attention to the outsiders who are against you. Don't let them throw you off course. Don't quit. Sometimes you have to forget what everyone else is thinking about, especially when you're achieving something positive. Process of not quitting. There will be doubts. Be aware of the devil distracting and getting negative thoughts in your mind. Very important. When you set your mind to start a project, program, job, etc., don't forget, okay, you got that idea for a good reason. Majority of the time, it's a gift from God. Don't waste it in life for life. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good night.
Down.